This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
Last week, was it when you went to Eureka Springs?
Monday.
To talk to the founders of Echo.
I did, yes. And you told me that Echo was the first story that you did on the Daily Edition.
Right.
For Ozarks at Large.
August 2nd, 2010, when the Daily Show started, our first story was about Echo, which is...
And Echo is?
Echo is this amazing organization in Eureka Springs. It started really ground roots, and it offers medical attention and other assistance to anybody, regardless of ability to pay. Volunteer medical help, volunteer organizational help, and it's been featured on ABC News. Oprah Winfrey did a big story about it. And it's really this sort of success story that's there in the small little village of Eureka Springs. Now, you talked on Monday to Susie
Bell.
Right, one of the co-founders.
One of the co-founders.
Her husband. And they have bigger dreams now, or additional dreams, I should
additional
say.
Additional dreams, yes. She has a vision to purchase the Victoria Inn, which is next door to Echo.
Right.
It is the largest hotel in Eureka Springs, and it's been vacant for 5 years.
Largest by square footage.
Mm-hmm, by square footage. And she wants to turn it into a community center. Eureka Springs has nothing like that. No place for the youth to go, no place for the seniors to go, no public pool, nothing like that.
Eureka, a town of a little over 2,000, but mm-hmm. the surrounding area adds in a few more thousand.
Right. The Echo serves the whole entire county and parts of Missouri. So
Green Forest, Blue Eye, Berryville.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have to raise all of the funds by October 12th.
Which is right around the corner.
Right. Right. So anyways, I met with Susie at the old hotel, and she gave me a tour and kind of told me what she hopes to do with it.
And healthcare to me is body, soul, spirit. An outgrowth of that is that we have been noticing a tremendous amount of our patients are homeless. And that is just heartbreaking, especially when it's 20 degrees outside and you know you're sending them out to you don't know what. So, we have been looking into how to address the homeless issue, and we're interested in doing so we've got a separate committee of Echo that just deals with the homeless, and that's what I've been doing. An outgrowth of that is that we want to be able to give them housing that will assist them, give them job skills, and then help lend them a hand up, not a hand out.
Susie envisions one of the three floors of the hotel to house families in transition. She would like to sequester those 18 rooms for somewhat temporary housing. She says that the homeless committee is currently processing 1 to 2 families every week, housing them temporarily in local motels. Not only that, but they will be able to work in this building, acquiring job skills, maybe earn some money. The group has great visions of opening this 73,000-square-foot building up to the community. The nearly 30-year-old building is the largest in Eureka Springs. It has an indoor pool, a convention center, a restaurant. Susie wants to turn this building into the Eureka Christian Community Center, much like a Y, but oh so much more, something this area doesn't have. The hotel has been closed for 5 years, the building being vandalized in that time. As Susie takes us on a tour, you'll hear her comments on that. But as we stand in the lobby, it really doesn't look too shabby. To one side is the restaurant. One of the main things that makes Echo unique is that they feed their patients. Making sure that they get at least one nutritious meal is important to Susie. She wants to open up this restaurant to serve the community. We begin our tour here.
This is relatively intact. This looks great. This is probably the least vandalized, I guess. So, I mean, I think this is the largest restaurant in the city. Is that right, as far as the square? It'd be real close. Yeah. So we'll just go into the kitchen area. You can see there's a serving bar. Just look at the facility. It has, of course, we don't know if anything's working. I'm just assuming it all is. Yeah. But one of the ladies that I've been working with that works on my homeless commission, she actually used to cook here. She knows every single piece of equipment. and she wants to volunteer to be a cook.
The restaurant would be open to the community, serve only healthy meals, and be on a pay-as-you're-able system. To one side of the restaurant is a balcony overlooking a large, bright room with glass walls, holding the swimming pool.
But see how large this pool is? I mean, you could swim laps here in the winter. It'd be a fabulous exercise facility. I have great visions for using this as a greenhouse where we could grow natural, healthy food for the restaurant to serve.
The idea for this area would be to charge a membership as a community gem. Again, something Eureka Springs does not have. Across the restaurant is the convention center, or auditorium.
There you go. Look at this. I mean, stage, I can see all kinds of things here. We had a fine arts music festival in town, and they were having trouble finding facility. But look at this. This would be awesome. I could see this rented out for weddings if you wanted. I know the Opera of the Ozarks is growing. They could actually have production here. I could see all of that. So,
Susie says she remembers voting here when it was open. The auditorium even has its own lobby, making it ideal for real productions. Past the venue's restrooms.
So we'll take you downstairs. This is the part that's been the most vandalized. So this is an old bar area, and we thought it would be a fabulous... turn this into a youth area, like a little ice cream soda fountain.
Video games.
Exactly, but really kind of let this be just for the youth. Let them have their space and maybe nobody over 30 allowed, you know,
well,
or something.
Like you said, the youth doesn't really...
They have no place to hang out, no place. But this would be a safe environment, a positive environment, healthy exercise, fun. Here's a separate room that has great potential. You can see the vandalism here. I can see this being a senior center. You know, there's a huge, vast amount of seniors in our area. Some of them are very, very lonely. And it would be great if they could get together and play games or... if they wanted to do a quilting bee or whatever they wanted to do, you know, I can.
There's nothing like that.
There's nothing like that for them. And then when they're done, they could go have lunch or exercise.
Susie likes that the different generations would be next to each other, that the intermingling of youth and seniors is nothing but healthy. Speaking of the elderly, there are 6 rooms on the main floor that are studio apartments. They have kitchenettes. She sees these being places for low-income seniors to live. The other rooms in the building would be available for rent, for groups visiting Eureka for mission work or camps and conferences. But the building isn't theirs yet, though the purchase price is really cheap for what it is, at $437,000. The group has raised well over half, but still needs $150,000 by October 12th. Gene Bland, the listing agent for this foreclosed property, confirms it's a steal.
There probably will not be very many opportunities like this. If you do your math on this building, I think it works out about $8 a square foot. And I think somebody asked, you can't hardly even do, and you may have said that already, Susie, I'm not sure.
No, I didn't, because I'm not good with numbers, obviously.
Well, I'm not sure. But that's, you know, you can't build storage units for that. And it's got a pool, and besides some damage done to the plumbing and to the electrical, which Dr. Bell and some of the volunteers have looked at, I don't know what those numbers are, but... you know, it just probably won't come around again in our lifetime for the community to be able to buy a facility like this.
If and when this building is acquired by Echo, there will be a lot of renovations needed. An architect has volunteered his time and estimates well over $500,000 will need to be spent on repairs to the HVAC, installation of fire sprinklers, and other things. Susie says they plan to do much of that the same way they fixed the Echo building, which is right next door to this, by asking area churches to adopt some rooms as a mission project, donating the supplies and volunteering their time to the project. Judging by the success of the clinic, the outpouring it received from the community, this reporter has faith that the Eureka Christian Community Center will soon become a reality. Jean agrees that it is a much-needed asset and that many are working hard to see that it becomes a realization.
And we're lucky to have, you know, I hate to have Dr. Bell and Susie and their staff and their volunteers. Eureka Springs has nothing for its youth. It has nothing for, you know, its senior citizens. And I think it's a great idea. And they've worked very hard to try to put it together, and we're all hoping they can. I think Simmons has worked hard to try to make it work for them. So we're all working hard.
To find out how you can work hard, visit EchoFreeClinic.org.